This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. A deadly rocket strike in eastern Ukraine has killed dozens of people at a train station evacuating civilians, say authorities. Russia is now reportedly moving its forces into eastern Ukraine.
Britain sees Russian forces deploying in Ukraine's east. The Defense Ministry has assessed that at least some of the Russian forces who'd pulled out from northern Ukraine will be transferred to the eastern Donbass region to continue fighting. In a daily update, the ministry says many of these forces will require significant replenishment before being ready for fighting, with any mass deployment from the north likely to take at least a week minimum. The analysts add Russian shelling of cities in the east and south continues, with forces advancing farther south. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Today at the White House, President Biden and Judge Ketanji Brown Jackson will celebrate her confirmation to the Supreme Court. She'll be the first black woman to sit on the high court. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani.
Just three Republicans voted for Jackson, which in this era counts as a bipartisan win, despite attempts by Ted Cruz and other GOP senators to paint her as too liberal and soft on crime.
I believe she will prove to be the furthest left of any justice.
Jackson will speak today alongside President Biden at a Rose Garden event. Sagar Magani, Washington.
California may break its heat record today. Highs expected to be in the 90s, 20 to 25 degrees above average in parts of California, Nevada, and Montana. Look at those gas prices, still falling. It's $4.13 a gallon today, about 8 cents lower than a week ago, says the AAA. Mortgage rates are up again. The average on a 30-year loan is up to 4.7% this week. This is AP News. Some health experts are worrying about the latest Senate package dealing with COVID. The AP's Jackie Quinn has this.
In the latest Senate COVID funding package, lawmakers have dropped nearly all the money for curbing COVID-19 beyond the U.S. borders, which would likely bring an end to vaccine programs in dozens of African nations. A global health researcher at Britain's Southampton University calls it a kick in the teeth to poor countries. They were promised billions of vaccines and resources in grand pledges made by G20 leaders. Health experts warn fewer than 15% of people in poorer countries have been vaccinated, and that could open the door for the next dangerous variant to emerge. I'm Jackie Quinn.
The Dow rose 87 points yesterday, the S&P up 19, the NASDAQ rose 8 points. I'm Rita Foley, AP News.
Hi, I'm Kristen Bell. And if you know my husband, Dax, then you also know he loves shopping for a car. Selling a car? Not so much.
We're really doing this, huh?
Thankfully, Carvana makes it easy. Answer a few questions, put in your VIN or license, and done. We sold ours in minutes this morning, and they'll come pick it up and pay us this afternoon.
Bye-bye, Truckee.
Of course, we kept the favorite.
Hello, other Truckee.
Sell your car with Carvana today. Terms and conditions apply.